Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Center. I'm Vishnu Shom. On the program this evening, the impact of Cyclone Migjam. Chennai Airport resumes, but the city remains in a mess. The Air Force, the Army, the Navy, they are called in for help. Several areas remain underwater. Power outages, patchy communications all remain a problem. 12 people have lost their lives. The airport has been reopened, as I mentioned, but the cascading impact of the airport shutdown felt across India. Also on the show at 9:30 p.m. from the main stage of the Bharat Mandapam, where world leaders assemble for G20, a very exclusive conversation with the three mission leads of ISRO's Gaganyaan, Aditya and Chandrayaan 3 programs. What is the future of India's interstellar? You don't want to miss that at all. But first, there's a crucial meeting taking place at the residence of the Prime Minister. The meeting between the BJP President, JP Nadda, and the Prime Minister at Mr. Modi's house, where apparently the names of chief ministerial candidates are being discussed. We'll be going across to my colleague Himanshu in just a few moments from now, but a crucial decision about to take place. We will wait to see if an announcement is expected to take place today or it's something that's going to take place tomorrow. So a meeting at the residence of the Prime Minister to discuss a crucial issue on who's going to be Chief Minister. My colleague Himanshu joins us at this stage. Himanshu, when would we get an idea of a final decision?
Well, sources have told us that perhaps in next 24 hours, the BJP central leadership will finally decide the names. Because remember, it has been more than 48 hours since the results were announced. But at the moment, neither in Chhattisgarh, nor in Rajasthan, nor in Madhya Pradesh, the meeting of the newly elected MLAs have been scheduled, nor the names of the central observers who are usually sent to a state where elections are held to actually deliberate and develop a consensus among the newly elected MLAs on who should be the CM. Now, BJP General Secretary Arun Singh, of course, has made a very important statement in which he has said that BJP's central parliamentary board will very soon take a decision by consensus which will be acceptable to everyone. But, of course, it has been more than 48 hours, as I said, and BJP central leadership is trying very hard to actually reach at those names which on which there is a consensus. And once that is arrived at through these internal deliberations that are happening now, that the BJP parliamentary board will then take a final decision, and then the central observers will be deployed, sent to these three states to talk to the newly elected MLAs. And after these deliberations are over, then the newly elected MLAs meeting will be held to formally elect a chief minister. So I think these are constitutional processes that BJP has followed in different states. So at the moment, I think we'll have to wait because the BJP parliamentary board has to first take a final call on what the BJP central leadership wants in these states. And then we will know once the central observers are sent to these states, right, which are the names on which they will be talking to the MLAs.
So let's see what happens in the next 24 hours or so. Thanks, Himanshu, very much for joining us. But let's turn our attention now to the big story, the impact of the floods in Tamil Nadu and parts of Andhra Pradesh. This was Chennai City today. Lots of images of flooded roads. The Army, Air Force, Navy all called into action. Patchy communications, electricity continues to be switched off in large areas. Let's take a look.
Fury of Cyclone Migjam was in full force in coastal Andhra Pradesh as it made landfall with wind speeds of 90 to 110 kilometers per hour from 2:30 p.m. onwards on Tuesday.
The impact of it will remain for the next few hours.
Over 200 millimeters rainfall recorded in Bapatpala, which is just north of the landfall spot. And even in Machilipatnam in Krishna district, about 90 kilometers from the landfall area.
Here, the first of all, is the impact is when compared to Tamil Nadu is less. The second thing is that whatever these areas are there, which are the coast is somewhat extent was protected by the mangrove forest. So the impact will also be less. So the third factor is that when compared to the sea level, the this particular geographical area is low to the above mean sea level. That is also the thing. Keeping in view of that, and we have shifted these people to the safer places.
Flights from Tirupati have been disrupted. Highways from Andhra Pradesh to Tamil Nadu are shut. Hundreds have been stranded. NDRF and SDRF teams are in action. The paddy crop ruined, putting farmers in distress, and the coastal damage takes its toll on the fishing community.
Prabhutvam tagina cheriya teeskovalani raitaangam korutundi.
Prabhutvam meer em adigeku meer korutunnaru?
Nashta pariharam, panta nashta pariharanni batti cheyalani raitaangam aadukovalani prabhutvam korukuntunnam.
సార్, ఇలాంటి మీలాంటి రైతులు చాలా మందికి ఇలాగే నుక్సాన్ పడ్డారు.
అవును,
దాన్ని మీరేమనుకుంటారు?
ఇది రైతుకి తీరని నష్టం అండి. రైతు అనే ఎవరైనా తీరని నష్టం. మరి ఈ పంట పండి ఆరు కాలాలు ఆరు నెలలు పండించి
I'm just about 50 to 60 kilometers away from Bapatla. The region is very slippery here. I'm in one of the paddy fields, which is one of the regions that are posing to be a big challenge here for several authorities, because most of these paddy fields are inundated.
Further north, the southern metropolis of Chennai was virtually submerged. The torrential rain for the last 36 hours was a nightmare that took at least 7 lives, washed away cars and triggered a power down. The deluge tested every inch of the city's infrastructure.
Perengudi in Chennai, which received the maximum 44 centimeters rain in 36 hours, still looks like a sea 18 hours after the rain stopped.
The scale of the damage was huge and raised questions over the 4,000 crore worth of stormwater drains built by the government, which promised the project would mitigate inundation of this nature. But they could not withstand nature's fury, and proof of that is this senior citizen Shanmugam's home in the heart of the city.
I am worried about the night sleeping. There is no place here to sleep where I am sleeping. There is a lot of water overflowing here only.
Our entire house is completely flooded. All equipment, everything has gone for a six. We had no other go but to run away to my father-in-law's house.
It has to be done in a different parameter and different engineering structure need to be created. So I don't think so they are capable of doing it, or they have to hire some, you know, proper engineer who can, you know, build these kind of cities. Whenever the rain comes about more than 10 centimeter or 50 centimeter, the structure has to be done a different way. So otherwise, you see this in many decades in the year after.
The chief minister argued that had it not been for the drains, the city would have been devastated. Many others also pointed out that the city leapt back to normalcy as soon as the rain stopped. And that was proof of an administration in action. The airport resumed operations this morning, but the shutdown yesterday led to over 500 flight cancellations across India, and the city had to fight through water one more time like it did in 2015. With Pratibha and Govind in Andhra Pradesh, in Chennai with Suresh, Sam Daniel, Find It TV.
Well, joining us now, Narendra Bundela, the Inspector General of the National Disaster Relief Force. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us. Could you tell us what the situation in the greater Chennai area presently is in terms of water levels?
So there have been heavy rainfall, as you have already reported, and authorities have also requested additional NDRF teams. So currently we have deployed 17 teams in Chennai area, especially in Chennai area, and four more teams are also being diverted to Tamil Nadu from other places for reinforcement so that the rescue or evacuation work can continue smoothly.
In terms of when do you expect electricity to be restored in a large number of these areas? Are we looking at 24 hours or even more than that?
So state authorities are doing their best. So very soon it should be restored, but exact time I may not be able to tell right now. It will be the state government who will be telling the right picture.
How concerned are you, our authorities, of a health crisis? Because as you know, when there is water, particularly water doesn't, which is not moving, you know, the disease follows very soon after. So how is that a concern?
So in case of flood, normally all state authorities are geared for such type of scenario. And during the planning stage, the medical team, the hospitals and dispensaries are all geared up. And whenever required, they will send the medical team also to handle such situation. So there will be a lot of responsibility on the medical team to respond to such situation, and as well as the water boards to provide the safe and drinking water. So everyone is doing their best to provide the basic services to the citizen and to the and the medical services.
Sir, could you give us an idea of some of the rescue operations your men and women were involved in today?
So so far overall, NDRF has been involved in evacuation of around more than 1260 people, and 27 trees which fell on the road, which affected the traffic movement, we have cleared and removed those fallen trees also, and we have also recovered one dead body so far. Apart from the state agencies which are doing other things for safe evacuation and shelter for the citizens.
One of the big problems in a situation like this, and we've seen this in Chennai even a few years back, women who are pregnant and need to be, or those who are unwell and need to be rushed to the hospital. Are you coming across cases? Are your men and women on the ground coming across cases like this and getting these evacuations done?
A few cases have been reported. They've been safely evacuated. And as we have seen in the experience of Biparjoy, where these women who were expecting mothers, they were shifted to the hospitals in advance. So same steps were also initiated in these states also, so that the last time crisis is handled smoothly. And so that they are in the safe hospital before the incident, so that this crisis doesn't happen.
Is there a worry at this stage about clean drinking water being available?
So I'm sure because so much of flooding has happened, so that will remain a concern, but the state authorities will definitely respond to it and provide the safe water immediately.
What about food, sir? You know, I mean, getting food across to people, I mean, that will now have to be a big focus if water levels remain high.
So in every disaster like this flood water rescue operation, food remains a very important part apart from the safe drinking water. So these food packets, wherever citizens are not able to have access to the food, this is being distributed by the NGOs and the government. And they have comprehensive plan to distribute such food packets in the area through different agencies, whether it is NDRF, SDRF, police, or other civic citizens. So that will definitely continue.
Are there medics or doctors, not necessarily from the NDRF, but perhaps other agencies who are fanning out with you?
So in our team for NDRF, we carry medic, paramedics also with us. And even if it is a bigger team, doctors are also there, so that we respond to, if we are saving the citizens, if they need any medical assistance, we provide that also.
All right, Mr. Bundela, difficult times for so many people in the greater Chennai area, but thankfully there are rescuers and good people at hand to help. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm now joined by the district collector of Kanchipuram, Kalaisel V. Mohan. Thank you very much for being with us. Could you give us an idea of the situation in your area right now, ma'am?
Yeah.
Are water levels quite high where you are at the moment and in adjoining areas?
You are not at all audible.
Hello. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now, ma'am?
Yeah, no, you are very feeble, actually.
Okay, I'll try and talk a bit loudly. We can hear you. What is the situation in your area?
Yeah, actually, we are in Kanchipuram. I am district collector Kanchipuram. So in Kanchipuram, Varadarajapuram is the worst affected area. And the NDRF teams are here to rescue the people. Until now, we have rescued 700 people and we are expecting more. But actually, even before rescuing them also, we have started giving all the supplies for them, milk, food and everything. So right now, we are able to actually feed some. Yesterday, we had 2,900 people in our relief centers. But most of them have returned to their place. But now we have only 16 relief centers with just 700 people. But we have some more people to be rescued. But otherwise, since the rains have receded, we don't find much pressure in dealing with the situation. So we are resilient now. And tomorrow, we'll be able to rescue some more people. And by that time, even electricity will be resumed and things will be in shape tomorrow by evening, probably.
Oh, ma'am, who needs to be rescued still?
Yeah, in Varadarajamuram area, actually, it is totally marooned. So we have rescued all the people in the ground floor. But still, there are people who are in the first floor and who are in short of food supplies or water supplies since there is no electricity. They find it difficult to cook food and all. So we just need to reach them with food or we need to pick them up and keep them in a rescue shelter.
Are you looking at the Navy or the Air Force or the Army, dropping food supplies as we saw a few years back?
No, not an issue. We have actually NDRF were with us. They were helping us. And we have our own fishermen team also. We have our fire and fire and rescue services people also. And we have managed to make food from nearby areas. And we have managed to move the food, water, etc. So initially we had little problem. But now we have resumed food supply. In fact, most of the places we have resumed electrical supplies also. So we have resumed milk supply, bread, cooked food. So everything has been resumed. So in Kanjipuram district, we should be normal by tomorrow evening, actually.
Right. So by tomorrow evening, you expect the water level, by and large, to have completely receded.
Yes.
All right.
Maybe, but water logging
yes,
will be there.
Yes, that's my question. That's my question. Water logging.
Yeah. Water logging will be there for another 2 days, but we'll be able to give the basic things to the people. But water logging will take 2 more days to recede because since Chennai itself is a flat terrain and the sea is also of the same altitude, so we don't find any difference in gradient. So it takes its own time to drain. So after that, only we can drain or pump out the water in the residential areas. So that may take a day or two, definitely.
Ma'am, in the last 24 hours, there would have been, people who need to get to hospital. There would have been pregnant women. Did you encounter cases like this of urgent evacuations which needed to take place?
Yeah, we had pregnant women, but not extreme case of delivery. We just moved safely to the hospitals. But there was no emergency as such. But otherwise, we were able to rescue people who are in need, old people, children, like 15-year-old day babies and all. We were able to rescue them and they are in safe place.
Ma'am, one final question. There is the concern, of course, of disease now with stagnant water progressively. So how are you addressing that?
Yeah, actually, that is going to start once the water recedes. So we have moved 45 medical teams from the unaffected districts. So we ourselves have 15 medical teams with a vehicle, a doctor, nurse, assistant and 2 other workers. So we have a big team. So in our district itself, we have 15 teams and we are bringing 45 teams. Tomorrow, Honorable Health Minister is flagging off them. And so we'll be receiving all the 45 teams and we are placing them in the inundated areas and they'll be addressed immediately. We have sufficient stock of, disinfectants and everything. So we'll take care, not an issue.
All right, ma'am. Thank you very much for, letting us know what the situation there is in your district. And hopefully that water logging will be resolved in the next couple of days. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Well, I'm joined now by Vinamra Longani, Head of Business India at SGI Aviation, India's finest aviation expert, who's been tracking, among other things, the cascading impact of Chennai Airport having been shut down. We did get detail from IndiGo, for example, Vinamra, that 1,000 flights across the country had been affected, 550 odd cancellations. Broadly speaking, could you give us an idea of how bad the situation was?
Well, thank you for having me on your show again, Vishnu, this time from my desk in Amsterdam. Coming back to your question, yes, of course. You see, the issue at hand is the way aircraft utilization is planned, and they operate into various cities throughout the day and of course, go and sort of rest for a couple of hours at a designated airport at night. Now, in this case, we're talking about a large city, which is a tier one city and which has thousands of flight connections. So we've all seen videos of aircraft stranded at Chennai Airport and technicians working in knee-deep water, literally trying to get passengers off these aircraft and trying to make sure that, they're parked appropriately, so that there's no damage as such to the aircraft. But yes, if a city like Chennai is inundated with water and an airport is inundated with water, you're bound to have cancellations across the country. And it will take, I mean, and sadly, you know, people who don't work in the industry don't realize that just because the airport is now operational for a couple of hours, and I can tell you there's wide-body aircraft operating into the city, the foreign airlines are resuming operations, there's a whole bunch of foreign airlines who have their aircraft currently airborne heading into Chennai. But that does not mean that, you know, everybody who's stranded, not necessarily in Chennai or, you know, elsewhere because of these rolling cancellations would have been protected. So it might have an impact over the next day or two.
I was told that Air India had waived the rescheduling fees yesterday and today. I presume other airlines would also be doing that.
Well, at the end of the day, you see, Vishnu, it ultimately comes down to a duty of care for your passengers. You know, this is a force majeure incident. There's nothing that the airlines or the operators can actually do about a cyclone. But what they can do is look after their customers. And which is why I know for a fact I can corroborate that Air India did, you know, put in a waiver of cancellation and rescheduling charges. And one would assume others would as well, because it's just the right thing to do. But then it extends beyond that, you see, to ensure people who are stranded, to make sure they can be reprotected on the next possible flight. To ensure, I mean, from what I understand, there were people stranded at Chennai Airport who were there for a couple of hours because, you know, the roads were blocked. To ensure they're given, you know, a meal, a drink, whatever is available. And of course, I'm sure these people would understand, given the circumstances, that the airlines too and their staff are doing the best that they can.
All right, Vinamra, thank you very much for joining us. It's been a difficult 48 hours or so for airlines and indeed for any number of passengers wanting to get in and out of Madras and indeed other areas, including Vishakhapatnam, where the airport was shut down. So several airports affected in our eastern seaboard as a result of the cyclone. Thanks very much indeed for joining us.